Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. We've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and most of our business comes from referrals. Why? Because we make it so easy. Tight timeline, no problem. Groomsmen scattered all over? We got you. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Come see me at Knicks Menswear, and let's make this the easiest win for your wedding planning. Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Tonight, on for tonight.
It's for you, Dad. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland tickets. How about some front row Alice in Winterland tickets?
All right.
Yeah, you think? I'm going too. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
If you're in the front row.
We'll see you. Well, yeah. We're going to look right down and be like, hey, yeah, I know you guys won. Hooray. There are a few tickets available still at RadioAlice.com, but all this week, 9, noon, and 5 o'clock, we've got your chance to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland instantly. Plus, get qualified to win front row tickets. Alice in Winterland is happening December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, sponsored by Macy's, and it is our big holiday party. The way I look at it, I always feel like that's our chance to see you guys. And especially after the weird few years we've had here, like let's
get out of the house and have some fun.
Let's hang out. I have this.
The Santa suit.
It's not a Santa suit. It is a red velvet and it's almost like kind of an orangey red.
No,
velvet.
It's red. Go on.
I tried it on and it fits.
Oh, yeah. So. Listen, you have gotten yourself back in shape. Mm. Damn, that fits you. That is epic. So you're wearing it. You got to.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking that maybe I should.
You should. Like, absolutely.
It's so goofy looking though. But I was thinking great. I have these tall black boots. Maybe I'll wear it with those. And
well, black boots certainly will go with that theme.
Yeah. And then I find like a Santa hat or something.
Put a beard on.
I could. I mean, my hair's white now, right? So I could just. Oh, that's a good idea. I'll just dress as Santa. I'll be Sarah Claus. Or Santa Clark. One of those.
Santa Clark.
Santa Clark. It'll be perfect.
Maybe we should get you a seat and you can, you know, let the kids.
Oh, come on, sit in Santa Clark's lap.
I like it.
Yeah.
We'll take pictures.
My lap will get tired, I'm pretty sure.
Your lap can't get tired. Yeah,
my lap will get tired. It'll get tired.
It won't.
I have that one thigh injury from when I got that thigh massage thing. It's never been the same.
You don't even know which leg that happened to.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do. It was the left leg and it's like just above the knee. They hold onto the ceiling and they're standing on your leg and they're pulling your muscles apart. And I swear to God, she got down to the bone. She's doing it with her toes. And she got down to the bone and I was like, I screamed And Danielle, who was in the little booth next to me.
Is this hot ass?
Hot ass. Danielle was like, are you okay? I'm like, I don't know. Ah! And the lady was, you know, hovering above me. I'm like, ow. I mean, I'm definitely playing it up because of this whole sit in my lap thing.
There's no question. That's not.
I can still feel it.
No, you can't.
It's really bad.
That's not even close to true.
It's like a really bothersome injury.
Don't be a weakling.
But Danielle was naked next to you?
Neither one of us was naked.
Oh.
I mean, that I know of. Like, I don't really remember what I had on.
You kept all your clothes on for a massage?
I think they put you into, like, a loose thing. So there was a garment involved.
What?
Yeah.
I watch videos of massage all the time, and there are no garments involved.
See what the Thai massage garment is? It was some damn thing or other. Maybe I was supposed to take it off. I don't really know. I'm not an expert on massage etiquette. Hate massages. And it turns out I get her like everything that
you don't
people,
hate, do you
people
hate
like
massages?
All these. Yes, I hate massages.
If,
John
said
don't
to
bother.
You,
do
I'm
going to
rub your back and your legs and your butt, you would say, no
like,
thanks.
You just want to do me and I'll be bothered by it the whole time. I don't like it. I don't like other people touching me.
You are right. There's a traditional Thai clothing. Oh, no, it's for the masseuses. No, not for you.
It's not for you.
I was like, oh, I. No.
You don't get it.
You were nude.
You're not supposed to wear
clothes. I don't think I was nude. I don't go nude.
Are you a never nude?
I'm like a never nude. I'm kind of a never nude.
No, you're not.
Like a semi never nude.
You're from a nude family. You've admitted that yourself.
Which I am desperately trying to get away from.
Are you wearing jean shorts under that? Under your clothes?
I always have on jeans. I never take those off. What did he say he did in the shower?
He wore the jean shorts.
The jean shorts were in the shower?
Tobias from...
from Arrested Development, the Never Nude. But then... Okay, well, who cares? I mean, that was just a made-up thing in a TV show from 20 years ago. Or we could talk about it all day. I mean, there's so much to talk about that we're not going to talk about. Taylor Swift was at the game last night, but more surprising was that she was shocked by Travis Kelce's last minute appearance at her show in Indianapolis over the weekend. I guess he, you know, wanted to surprise her because they're fun like that. You know, they've got private jets and they can just go anywhere they want.
You know
I've got time. I'm going.
You know what reminded me... Pardon me. There was a conversation we were in a couple days ago about Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum breaking up.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing the interview where they were talking about their relationship and they'd been heavily involved in making a movie together and they didn't
have... So they
were
immersed.
They were making art and busy with this different projects and they were just... But they were together during that.
Yes.
And he actually said, I don't know what happens when we get to normal life.
Mm.
Like, we haven't been that.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be interesting to see when... Taylor's been on the road this whole time.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see when
and
she's...
And he won't play football forever.
No,
at
no,
some
no.
point, he'll move on to whatever the next phase of his life is and... Will she still be... She could wind up being one of those acts that just tours the rest of her life. I suppose she could. Certainly
yeah, I
people
don't know.
Would continue to buy tickets, but I would think that she... If I can't measure myself against her. I would be exhausted.
It's going to be interesting to see
what she's been doing.
When all of the touring stops and there's a break in the action, if they just go, well, let's live in LA together. No. Yeah.
Where should we live? I've got a place in Rhode Island.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
What normal.
Because they don't have that now.
Not at all.
They're still, to their credit, it would be much easier to not make the effort to go to each other's games and shows. They would, in fact, if it were my relationship, I would be like, have your game. I'm going to do my show. Let's meet somewhere that has nothing to do with either of these things.
Wow.
And have like human connection.
We're old.
Yeah.
Young people
are
like,
I'll meet you and then we'll watch Survivor from this week.
I'm pulling up onto the tarmac and hopping in a private plane and getting basically air limoed wherever I want.
It's perfectly easy.
So for them,
there's no sweat.
It's probably pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift was shocked when Travis Kelce showed up at her Indianapolis Eras Tour concert on Saturday. I guess that she was on stage performing. Course of sold out show. surprise.
Right.
And there's all kinds of videos that are circulating showing him surprising her mom, Andrea, and her brother, Austin. And everybody's hugging and throwing their arms around each other. Oh my God, you're so great. It's so romantic. There's really not that much to this story, but Andrea and Austin didn't think Travis was going to be able to make it. They were shocked when he showed up. It was an amazing surprise. They were thrilled he was able to be there for such an important occasion. What's important about it? Like all the show, is the Indie show more important than the other shows? Like, I don't know. Anyway, there he was, and she was all, my boyfriend's here, and I'm going to see him later. So there you go. And then she went to, I don't know how that song goes. But then she goes to Arrowhead. Everyone has a phone, except for Vinny. Vinny doesn't have a phone. He can't pay for anything, so he's going to have to, you know, write a check. So.
What?
Yeah, remember you showed up at this thing?
I couldn't check in at the pharmacy because I left my phone home. That doesn't mean I don't have a phone. It just means I can leave the house without it and not turn around and go get it.
So nobody else can, though. So everybody else has a phone. So anybody who's, if you would like to see Taylor Swift arriving at the, up in the box, cheering, saying that's so stressful, leaving, arriving in the golf cart, if you want any of that, there are 100,000 videos of it up on all the places that you find your videos, your Twitter, your Instagram, your YouTube, your NFL television, wherever you like to watch things, Taylor's there for you.
Her jacket was fire last night.
It was a cute jacket.
I didn't see it.
It's like a leather jacket. It looked kind of old school too, didn't it? It was cute. She looked great. And she was like so happy to be there. I was just great. Let me see if they say. And then I'm looking at just pictures of her just, you know, in her element behind plastic, behind glass, in a box somewhere.
People end up becoming, and I know that you've told stories about it too, where they meet up after the games and they go to some place where they have food and drinks and.
Yeah.
An after game that happens here. It used to happen a lot for the Niners too here. I don't know if they still do it, but that cheerleader I went out with was like, yeah, everyone goes to, and it'll either be Benihana's or someplace where they all gather and eat and hang like family.
Well, and I don't always know the guys who play on the sports teams. In fact, I was like 90% of the time, I wouldn't know, but every time I've gone to House Prime Rib, there'll always be a table and everyone's buzzing about the table of athlete looking dudes, whether it's Giants or Warriors, I guess, or
cool
the football teams. Yeah, it's neat. And you feel like,
she probably goes
at the place where that's happening.
Yeah, they probably go and get some food.
Right. And I'm sure that's been set up ahead of time. So there's a back entrance and a private room and they can all just be normal people because there's also a famous and amazing. Jason Kelsey, who last we heard was yelling things at people. He's apologizing for that. He says, I greeted hate with hate. He was back on the ESPN set on Monday and he opened up Monday Night Countdown with an apology for his actions.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You know, listen, I think everybody's seen on social media everything that took place this week. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't. I don't think that, you know, it leads to discourse and it's the right way to go about things. And in that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have. So I think the bottom line is, you know, I want to live my life. I try to live my life by the golden rule. That's what I've always been taught. I try to treat people with common decency and respect, and I'm going to keep doing that moving forward, even though I fell short this week. I'm going to do that moving forward and continue to do that. So,
I like this.
Yeah, I think we got a game to focus on. Obviously, a matchup. I don't think this is the platform to necessarily go into more detail.
That's all I want. That covers all the bases, acknowledges what he did, didn't say, I'm sorry, you feel bad about the thing I did. Like, that was a full on, like, that, I am not proud of that moment. I think that's great.
I like the stammering, all of it.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll take him back to a clean slate at this point. And when he was screaming the gay F word back at this guy.
Yeah.
Like, if you wound up watching
he took the bait.
Yes.
No question.
And it's not pretty. And I think that's nice that he's acknowledging it.
People wrote in yesterday to defend him in saying that these people were hounding him long before what the videos that are out there. So, you know, he should know better.
Mm.
We all should.
He does know better. He's acknowledging that.
We've all certainly, whether it's from someone who's texted us or, you know, previous radio show, phone calls, whatever.
Yep.
There's no question there are people who can get your button and tap it. And afterward, you're ashamed of yourself. Certainly. Yep.
Like, why did I stoop to that level?
What was I thinking?
Why did I take that bait?
I know this job. Duh.
Right. I know. It is. It's hard. Well, and especially sometimes it's like, you feel like it's almost in defense of somebody else and, you know, I don't know who, and I think your line is different every day, depending on how tired are you? What kind of mood are you in?
Sure.
Like it's, you know, somebody gets you wrong place, wrong time, wrong thing to say, and you just have the wrong reaction. You know, he's a human. I feel like that is the most I can ask for from kind of an acknowledgement and an apology for how somebody acted. Like, I think, okay, that's enough for me.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And it wasn't polished.
It wasn't like he read the thing.
Let me read what my PR team has put together for me.
Felt heartfelt. Mm-hmm. Yep. I liked the story, you know, families, yay, right? And when you're... Yay families.
It's a hard line stance.
Just yay to family.
Yay families.
Right.
Well, I do like to think that even stars love their kids and raise their children and...
Well, they probably love their kids and their families, but you know who comes first, don't you all?
Well, hello, I am the star.
They don't really raise their kids. I lived in a neighborhood with some of these folks, and they had 50 nannies.
So do they.
I like to think they do.
Maybe it's families, not yay, but you know.
Families, yay.
Quote, unquote.
Okay, what star family are we talking about?
I have one of those. Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick.
Yes.
So I'm going to say this right now. I've never seen either of their kids. They have two kids. They have a boy and a girl.
I would beg to differ. They had the girl in a big time TV commercial with dad that you saw.
Oh.
You for sure saw it.
Is it the one with the car?
It's the car.
Oh, yeah. I do not recognize her from that. How old are their kids? Take a guess, guys.
I'm going to say 23 and 19.
I have no idea. I'll go 25 and 20.
They are 35 and 32.
Oh. Yeah.
Well. Like, maybe it was his granddaughter in that. So by the way, their son, Travis, who is 35 years old, is Aussie. I'd like you to come over and take a look at young Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, I'm like...
Is here.
I thought you meant he's Australian.
No,
so this is the girl, though. That girl is in the TV commercial with him.
I remember you talking about that, Ad. I have zero recollection of it.
I think she's stunning and looks very much like her mom.
I feel like, yes, she does, actually. I agree with that. She kind of looks like him, too. Like, they're adorable.
She's very pretty, I think.
The son looks like, you know, Nicolas Cage's son?
Yep.
Has the long, well, at one point, I don't know what he's rocking now, but he had
the long black hair,
very... parted in the middle, kind of coming down this very, it's just a very Aussie look. He's wearing all black.
Looks gothy.
Mm-hmm.
Weston
mm-hmm.
Cage.
Yeah, Weston Cage.
And by the way, that commercial was Hyundai.
Oh.
Hyundai. Anyway, the four of them are doing a movie together.
Great.
Yeah. Family. Yay.
Oh.
Yeah, I took it all the way around. So Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick are co-directing and starring in a movie alongside their kids, Travis, and the girl's name is Sosi. Travis and Sosi. S-O-S-I-E. Would you say Sosi? Sosi? They're calling it a comedic horror film. Let's see. Then they tell me all the production company stuff. I don't care about that. So they're saying here, there may not be a more compelling Hollywood family than the Bacons. This is the CEO of something. Who cares? We can't wait to bring their unique. They're not even saying it. Dark Castle co-CEO Norman Golightly. Are you happy now? It's, you know.
Don't. Guy. Don't.
The film is called. The film is called.
Am I?
Are you happy? There's the guy. I could have left it. I don't even know.
Yeah.
So the
I don't
film
know
is
that guy.
Right. Oh no. Family Movie is the name of this movie, or at least that's like the working title, I guess. Oh, family geez. Movie.
Yay, family!
They say it follows an eclectic family of filmmakers on their quest to make their latest project. However, the horror is shifted from the story's plot to the family's real life when a dead body turns up on their set, forcing the group to do whatever it takes to cover up the crime so that they can complete their low-budget film. Now, I have no idea what kind of acting experience the kids have, Travis and Sosi, but they are fully formed, fully adult people. I'm sure they'll be amazing in this. They say Kevin is known for his role in Friday the 13th and Hollow Man.
Well, Kevin Bacon's
been in everything. Everything. We don't have to worry about
his that's
thing.
He's the, of 6 degrees fame.
No, but yeah they're talking about like his horror chops.
Oh, I see.
Kira, I don't see her in anything. Anyway, they're all working together on this, and it looks like Kevin and Kira are co-directing and co-starring, and then the kids are in it too.
And the movie's called Yay Family?
No, it's called Family Movie.
Oh.
It's called Family Movie. It's not called Yay Family. Yay Family was just my take on the whole, like, yay, family. Which we changed to Family Yay. But then we came back to Yay Family.
So. Well, I think he's been a star long enough and seems to be a pretty grounded dude. Mm. Like, they live on a farm.
Yes.
And, you know, so they seem...
I was going to say, that's actually, they
fairly
do
chill.
Somewhat differ from like your traditional
right.
50 nannies Hollywood couple. I'm sure there's some of that too. Listen, if I was a huge Hollywood star and I could, and I had some great nanny, I would be like, you're great. Raise my child. Thank you. Just bring him around 4 o'clock. Hang out for a minute. It'll be like the old English days, you know, in those period pieces where everyone's perfect and they're sitting around having their tea. The kids are brought in. They say hello to mommy and daddy, and then they're taken away. Back to the nursery with you. Off you go.
By the way, she's been in Smile, 13 Reasons Why, Mar of Easttown. So she's got some acting chops.
Sosi.
Okay. What about him? Is he in like, you know, Goth Rocks and, you know, Story of the Cure? And
Ozzy? Actually, I don't know him at all, but I know Kevin fancies himself a musician as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh yeah, he's got a band, right?
I think so. So it's possible this young
man like the
Bacon
Brothers
been
or something.
Playing. I think so. Yes,
she plays with him a lot. They do a lot of Instagram stuff together.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So they have like a family. Yeah, they do like you would love it.
Good for them.
Yay family.
Yay family. Oh, it works. We got all the way back to that. It's wonderful. Yay family.
Except you know when you have to really nag them to death to just pick up your crap for God's sakes, please. You know, and please quiet down. Dad's trying to sleep.
These kids maybe live on guest houses on the property because they're in their mid-30s. So, right? By then, don't you have to stop nagging them? Or they have their own maids. They have their own servants.
Oh, that's nice.
That's probably what they've got going on.
His son's kind of tragic looking.
Oh, I kind of like the look
He's
of him. I'm like, he looks like young.
Forehead.
Yeah,
well. It's real big.
Does he go, Mr. Crowley?
Oh, boy.
That's for you, Michael. today, By the way, I meant to mention
why are you
this.
Always poking the bear?
I love him. So it is Election Day, of course, but it is also National Chinese Takeout Day.
What?
Which, yes.
It's National Redhead Day.
Oh, my. How Redhead Day, say- too.
Yeah.
It's so many days. So, but I'm mentioning the National Chinese Takeout because when I think about like what I'm definitely going to be doing today, like many Americans, I will be watching the results roll in. And not even because I'm like planning on setting up camp and doing the, but I know that will be on my TV all day long. I'll do what I can to escape it. But how fun would it be to also get some Chinese takeout?
I'm in.
Might have to do that, right? What's your favorite Chinese? Like, what do you always order from Chinese places?
You're looking at me, so I'll say beef lo mein.
What about you, Vinny?
Is it Kung Pao chicken?
Oh,
the
yeah.
spicy, or no, Colonel So's.
The Colonel So's. I
generals?
Think.
General So's.
Don't degrade him to the Colonel. He's a general.
I don't know, but I haven't found a really good Chinese place anywhere near me.
Oh.
In forever.
Somebody will now tell you
I don't know that there is one.
Yeah, we have a couple really good. In fact, there's one that I like a lot because it has this one thing I like. They do these like. They wrap these little chicken things in tinfoil and cook them. And they're like so crazy yummy.
Chicken things?
They're like a, I don't know. It's almost like a wonton, but filled with chicken. But then it's like, it's super soft because it was cooked in this tinfoil thing. It's at Tommy's Wok, whatever. Anyway, ding, ding, shame. I'm going to try and talk John into Chinese takeout for today because it is National Chinese Takeout Day and we'll be watching the election results and I won't, you know, I'll be like, oh, I can't tear myself away from the election results to cook dinner. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
Well, John put up a fight?
Yeah, he hates to eat out. He hates restaurant food. He says it costs too much. And he never feels good after because it's just, he's like, it's just too fattening. He'll be like, I'll just make a sandwich. And then when he's like, you go ahead and get whatever you want and I'll make a sandwich for myself. I'm like, oh, fine. I'll just have a sandwich too. Ugh.
I'm with him though.
I'll come over. Yeah. Okay. You come over and then Vinny and John can have a sandwich and then me and you can have like all the, let's get all the good stuff. I want all the little snacks that you have leading up to it too. Mm. You know, like rolls. Yeah. Okay, the time has come to say what's coming up in the news.
I have a soulmate story I didn't get to. Last news and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
La 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 la. Hoo-hoo, keep it breezy. La 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 la. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. How about some money? It's fall, and we've got 5K a day. Put it together, fall into 5K a day. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's a free app. You log into your Odyssey app. You listen to Alice at 97.3. Do that for at least 1 hour, and you will get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation has built a 30-year legacy of providing help where our communities need it most. Today, the foundation is full of gratitude for all the work our Bay Area nonprofits and other organizations do. Discover more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com.
You left me hanging, man.
No, I loved it. That's what I wanted you to do. You had my back. I appreciate it.
I'm with you. We're partners.
Right.
Yay, family.
Yeah, family, yay!
Here's what's happening. Partly cloudy today, windy, and a high of 70 degrees. So a pretty nice day. I don't mind the wind so much if I'm going to just be chilling.
Yeah.
I hate it when, you know, what it does to the ocean. I hate trying to run in it, but right.
Also, fire. Don't.
Well, that is the big issue. Red flag, fire warning is the big issue today. So be careful out there.
All right.
And there may be even PG&E is threatening the shutoffs in advance of the possibility of fire. So
we're going to punish you for us not maintaining our stuff. So be ready for that.
That's not the exact quote, but that is right in between the lines. That's what they're saying. Anyway, today is the day we vote. I just want to remind you, you got this.
You got this.
Yeah. You vote and then you never have to think about it again. It's like politics just go poof and no one cares.
Last night on Monday Night Football, it went to overtime.
Mm, that's an exciting game.
And the Kansas City Chiefs got the win, 30-24. The Tampa Bay took them to overtime, though. And Tampa Bay just happens to be where the Niners are headed next this weekend.
Oh, well, good. They'll be extra tired then.
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm like, man, we need to play for an extra few minutes. So you got us, guys.
And we might just be lucky enough to have one of the more handsomest boys to ever put on a uniform be back on our team and playing.
He's Purdy.
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, McCaffrey.
Hmm. No, it's not Purdy. I mean, Purdy's pretty. Very handsome, yes. Too. But no, Christian McCaffrey, supermodel good looks and a great player.
Let me have a look at him.
Take a look at him.
Ugh, I feel like I know that name.
Of course you know that name.
I don't
He's
know
been
all
our,
the names.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Like
one Christian. Of the greatest running backs in the game.
Nick. Yeah.
McCaffrey. Let's have a look at him. Let's take a look. Decide.
CMC.
I don't know. He looks like a frat boy to me.
What?
Yeah. Very, very handsome. Very handsome.
Thank
guys.
You.
Very,
That's more
very
like
handsome.
It. I appreciate yeah. that.
I mean, he's no Julian Edelman, but, you know, he's good. He's all right.
Really?
Really.
You're into Edelman? So
wait, is it Julian Edelman I'm into? Who's the other guy that's really hot from the old Pats team from a few years back?
Not Wes Julian. Welker.
Mm,
no.
He's cute.
No.
Julian Edelman. Let's have a look.
It's
no,
Edelman.
No, it's Edelman. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He reminds me of the guy on Call of Duty or whatever that one video game is.
He's from around here. You know that.
Oh, my God. Please come visit me. I love you.
If we can get him booked
John
on
would
this
be,
show.
I think John would let me. I'm like, listen, if Dua Lipa comes around, you can have her. By the way, that's how she's referred to at my house.
Dua Lipa.
Always Dua Lipa. And I'm just going to be like, can I get a hall pass for Julian Edelman? I'm sure Julian will be like, no thanks. Oh, God, it's funny.
I'm sure
Sorry,
he's,
Grandma.
I'm sure he's got 20 free minutes for you. I would
need,
bet you
I
any-
actually do not need 20.
Well.
Yeah,
he's
got to
give you his best work.
He was born and raised in Redwood City.
Yeah.
All right, Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
So there must be some ex-girlfriends around here.
So he's your freebie. Is that what you're saying?
It's nothing
gimme,
official
what is
yet.
It? Freebie, gimme. Hall what do you pass? Call it? Hall pass. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know what. I don't. I,
do you
I,
only
I
get assume, one or? Usually it's like five.
Yeah, I have a few. Like Ryan yeah. Reynolds, obviously, I can obviously. Do him. Love him. But it's narrowed down now. I just don't care that much about it anymore.
It.
Sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not out there looking to bone people. I don't even want to bone Julian. You're off the hook, Julian. You don't even have to turn me down. I'm not going to ask.
All right.
I am going to look at you, though, because you are so cute. But not as cute as Christian McCaffrey.
Thank you. Who might be back on the field this Sunday when the Niners go to Tampa Bay. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
So there, you know, I've been in radio since I'm 20 years old.
Yeah.
And there have been changes, including my location multiple times, but also changes to radio as the years have gone on.
Oh my God, for sure.
One of the weird things that happened was here we are as broadcasters and we do traffic in the morning.
Yeah.
We've always done traffic and then they went, you don't do traffic anymore.
Little traffic, we went, little news, the weather, all these things.
What's going to happen if we don't do it? Turns out nothing happened.
No.
Nothing happened.
And people's it's because of the phones. Well, a lot of it is.
You can just check for the red line. There's a red line on here.
Oh, I better find some other way.
Rerouting. Anyway, this is what's a bummer about the change, though, because I didn't even know this until this morning when I was reading the Merck News. A small plane gave commuters a drive they won't forget when it landed on Highway 85 on Monday morning.
Oh.
Look at this. Wait, let me scroll down so you can see it. There's a plane landed on 85 yesterday, and I didn't know anything about it.
That's amazing.
That's like the one reason why you would be like, God, we really should have some kind of a traffic alarm.
I really do feel like KCBS, our sister station, let us down yesterday by not running down here to tell us about that.
It happened about 7 a.m. when the plane came down on its wheels in the southbound lane of Highway 85 just south of Stevens Creek Boulevard. I drive past that daily. Mm. Every day I drive past that.
Don't they say most major highways have stretches like every third mile has to be straight?
Yeah, it's something about being able to land planes.
To land a plane.
Didn't that happen to our former traffic person, Kathy? Didn't she have
did she have to land her little plane?
I thought it happened before to somebody.
She had an incident or two over the years. I mean, every day you get up in a little plane.
All the lanes of the highway were opened back up after lunchtime yesterday. So that's a main vein that they'd shut down.
Wow. As they had to open it back up.
They had to get the plane off the freeway.
Yeah, that is part of
it. The pilot was forced to land when he realized he was running out of fuel, bro.
Oh, my God.
Come on. What is this?
Flying 101.
A 16-year-old? Right. You're like filling
crap,
the tank.
I scraped together all my money. I don't have enough to get back to the airport now.
I put $1.20 in the tank. I think we're good. Come on.
We'll make it to the party. Who cares if we get out of there?
Only got $20.
So now, if you're going to land on the highway, I mean, obviously, you go with traffic, right? And you just come down and then everyone sort of slows down. And then
I don't have all the details in this story, but I just thought that is so crazy that the major thing happened unbeknownst to us.
Because we're not looking at the traffic all morning long.
I failed you.
You didn't?
No. Yeah.
How is that a failure? What are you looking at the traffic web?
No.
Maybe I should. You know what though? You should like pop down once or twice a morning. You know, take a walk through KCBS. What's going on over here, news people?
They don't want to talk to me.
That is true.
Well, better yet, KG. Maybe someone down there just becomes your friend and they're able to say, big deal happened.
Nobody wants to be friends with me.
All right.
We were just talking about you need to make more friends.
Okay. All right. I'll go down and make a friend.
Here are some signs you've found your soulmate. Do you believe in soulmates?
Yeah, sure.
I think you can find more than one soulmate.
I think so, too. I think that you can find someone who's a really great fit and you feel like we're soulmates. We were meant to be. This is kismet. It's great.
But if you travel the world or even the United States or even leave the town you live in, you'd be like, I just saw my husband or wife.
Right.
Because you just, that's the, there's people. They're everywhere.
They really are.
It's the problem with
you, soulmate guy. You think that there's a possible is it possible that you'll meet someone again someday that could fill the hole left by your previous wife?
Not previous, still married.
Current wife,
still married. I think for men especially, I think men fall back in love more
over
than
and
women
over.
Do.
Yeah. In all the fairy books I read, there's only one mate. No matter how long the fae prince lives, he only has the one mate and, you know, he's got to find her.
What did you just say?
The fairy books that I read. They have, there's one mate.
What are the
fairy
they're
books?
They're great. They're sexy.
What? What are these fairy books?
Start with a court of thorn and roses, something like that. Sarah J. Maas. I told you I was been reading these fairy books. They're great. I love them.
If you haven't found your soulmate yet, here's what to look out for. Someone had relationship experts name the top signs you've found the one.
Oh, as in there is a the one.
There's a near instant feeling of closeness. It doesn't have to be love at first sight. But feeling comfortable around them right away is a good sign. Did you feel comfortable around John? I thought John was like, hey, we should hang out. And you went, undo what?
Yeah, that's 5 years into our relationship, though. Like, he was with Doreen the first 5 years I knew him.
But when you two were alone together, were you like,
We were pretty good friends. I mean, like, some stuff definitely happened between us over the years. But for the most part, we were just really good friends. John's easy though. John's real. It was not me. It was him. He's easy and he's funny. Like he's an easy and he loves to jam. So he would like play a noodle around, play a little song and you'd start singing. Like
who made the first move the first time between you two?
I truly do not remember. It could have been me. It could have, but it also could have been him.
So the first kiss wasn't at that camp.
I think that was the
Wichita,
first kiss.
Yeah. When you went on a run to get some booze.
I want to say that was the first kiss.
And so you were like,
and we just made out, and then we left.
Let's go over, and I want to show you something. So you were kind of pulling him off.
No, we were going on the Packy run, and we drove by Camp Amigas. I'm like, oh, I worked there last summer. He goes, oh my God, I totally went there as a kid. And then we were coming back. I go, let's pull in. Let's look.
She did it.
Yep,
it was her move.
That was your move.
Let's pull in. Let's park.
I know parking, right?
I mean,
that was a thing. It's the only place you got it. It's the only room you have is your car.
You care about their opinion. These are the soulmate, 8 signs you found your soulmate. You care about their opinion and they care about yours. You genuinely want to hear their take on things.
Yeah,
Even if you don't always agree.
You don't need to have an opinion about that.
He'll never live that down.
Oh, you're right about that. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just have an opinion? Sorry about that. Never mind. Just disregard it as usual.
You're okay doing things without each other. You should want to be around them, but also feel secure enough that you're okay with them doing things on their own.
I don't like to be apart, so I hate being alone.
You don't.
Huh?
You don't.
I don't hate being alone?
No, you don't want to be without him or alone.
Right. It's okay. As long as he's at the house somewhere, I feel okay. But if he's not there when I get home, I immediately look on my phone to see where he is.
What?
Find my friends. Hello?
I understand, but you...
I go, where is he? I don't want to bother him. He might be like
an average day, though. You pull up today and he's not there. You're going to check immediately to see, find your friends.
Yeah.
Where in the heck is
he? I don't say it like that. I'm just like, oh, I wonder where he is. But yes, where the heck is he? And I look.
Huh.
Oh, look, he's at McGinnis. He's hitting balls at McGinnis. Or he's at the supermarket. He's the best.
Or, oh, he's at Marianne's.
That's
again.
Weird.
Again.
I know. Oh, my God.
What is happening?
Well, he told
here?
Me yesterday, like, I told you, we're having all this work done and all these things are happening. So he's waiting out front in his car when I get home, and he's going to pull into the driveway behind me because we're making room for all this work that's happening.
Room?
Room.
Room.
Room?
Room.
What did I say?
Making room.
Not rum. Making room.
Right.
I've never noticed
making
this.
Room. What?
You say rum.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're making room for all these things that are coming in there. And so I turn around the corner and he's waiting there for me. And I'm like, hi. And he goes, oh, just pull in. I'll pull in behind you. I'm like, what? You just been waiting here for how? He goes, no. I'm looking. Same thing you do, lady. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize.
He was watching you pull off the bridge and get in the.
And he's like, oh, she's almost here. Let me get the car out of the way. And so we can make some rum.
Rum.
Okay.
Rum.
No,
rum.
I understand checking. The only time I check, though, is when I've been with the kids too long and I'm like, where is the missus?
No, I check on the regular.
I am not going to make it if she doesn't pull. Oh, my God. She's so far from here.
Even if he's on his walk, I'll look. I'll be like, no, he's only half. He'll be home soon. It's all right. You'll make it. He'll be okay.
I am so out of time. Where'd all my time go?
I don't know. It's been fun, though. Really fun show today. I've very much enjoyed today's show. Unlike other days, you know.
I really hate the other days.
Oh, but yeah. Today's great.
I'll run through the rest of these as quickly as humanly possible.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to rush.
You can be vulnerable with them. These are your soulmate. What is it called?
This is sweet. This is a nice story. Do you feel
signs
this way
you
about
found your
Christina?
Soulmate. Yeah, I mean, Christina and I, the truth told, we were an easy, good hang from go. And all along the way, I've been like, well, there's no way we're making it through this.
Right.
Whatever it was. And then the next thing you know, there we still are. And it turns out that's one of the signs you found your person is that you hang through all the different, you know,
right. Yeah.
Ups and downs of life. You're okay being bored together. It's easy to feel like you're clicking when you're doing new and exciting stuff all the time. The real test is, what about when you're doing laundry?
Right. Well, you have to make it fun. You got to find a way to count and sing. And...
Count?
Yeah.
What do you count?
She counts
items.
Every single item.
What?
She can tell you. Yeah, she's...
Not always. It's not like I have to or something will go wrong. It's not an OCD thing. I just like to count. It keeps me, and then I know what percentage. I know
I
how many I put in.
36 items in the laundry right now.
That is weird.
Who could tell you that? She could.
And not every time I couldn't. But if it's just me doing it, then I'm
laundry
like
Rain Man.
Okay. Fine. Laundry Rain Man. Hurts a little, but I'm not
oh,
sure.
I'm sorry.
I'm out of time. You're not on this sorry. Soulmate.
Yes, I am. You gonna do any texts?
Dusty does find my friends and says, well, Vin left his phone here again.
How's he going to do all the stuff he needs to do in the world? How's he going to read QR codes?
I swear to God, you guys, I didn't mean to bring that up as like some big profound statement, but I swear to you, when I said to the lady at the Walgreens, I don't have my phone, I can't check in with the QR code, she looked at me and was like,
there's a unicorn here. Somebody, quick.
And then she goes, well, go to your car and get it. You'll be okay. We won't. And I go, it's not in the car. I need you to just check me in. Mm. And she went, I'm going to get someone to help you. Step aside. And I was like, ugh.
And they're expecting some really old person.
She didn't know what to do.
Okay, Grandpa. Hello.
Yikes.
What happened to your phone? Would you roll over with your car?
I just left it. I came to the Walgreens. It's 2 minutes from my house.
Yeah, you need your phone.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, you know you're going to stand in line at Walgreens. What are you going to do?
I can stand there.
Weird.
Okay.
It's very strange.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Front row tickets for Alice in Winterland.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.